Soko izika tisendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza kuseWashington DC.
Ngingali tshona njani izulukandaba olambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla zikuthethi mabasa 2021 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Idonethi i-personal protective equipment iyancediswa ukuthi ama-health workers basebenze ukupreventa i-COVID.
Isibhedlela sekhansili yakobulawayo eseThornbrugh sithole isipho sempahla yokuzivikela ukubanjwa i-COVID-19 eyama-PPE ezisebenzi zempilakahle.
Thina esikujabulelayo kuphela ukuthi abantu bethu akade bephakathi enkantolo bazokwazi ukuthi baphume bayahlangana lemidini yabo bathole inkululeko yabo.
Ibandla le-MRP lithi amalunga alo akhululwe liviki ngemva kokuvalelwa okwenyanga yonke azaqhubeka elwela ilungelo lesigaba seMathebeleland kungakhathalekile lokubotshwa kwabo. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ndizozizwa khona pha emsakazweni weStudio 7. Kulabantu abazinkulungwane ezedlula ezilithumi lambili 12,750 abahlatshwe ijekiseni yeCOVID-19 okukhuphule inani lasebehlatshiwe solokhu loluhlelo lokuhlaba lwasungulwa ngonhlolanja baba zinkulungwane ezedlula amakhulu amane lengxenye 400,771. U-Anastasian Lovu usethulela loludaba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Abantu asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili e-COVID-19 vaccine eZimbabwe sebezinkulungwane eziphose zifike eziyisikhombisa 6,834 okukhuphulele linani laya kwabazinkulungwane ezedlula amashumi ayisikhombisa lasithupha 76,826 lokhe lwaqalayo uhlelo lolu. Ebantwini abahlolwe i-COVID-19 izolo abangamashumi amane lane babo batholakale bele-COVID-19 leli gciwane labulala ababili okukhuphule inani lasebebulewe yilo kwabedlula inkulungwane eyodwa lengxenye 1567. Abogatsha lwezempilakahle babika ukuba ukwehla kwenani lasebetholakala belegciwane leli eZimbabwe kubangelwa yikuqiniswa kwemisebenzi langenhlelo zokusebenzelana kukahulumende lamankampani enhlanganiso ezizimeleyo empini yokulwisana lalolu bhubhano. Kunje abenhlanganiso nganiso yeZimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights namhlanje baphe isipho sempahla ehlukeneyo yokusebenzisa ekumelaneni lokumemetheka kweCOVID-19 esibhedlela seThornbrugh Hospital. Esipha lesi sipho omele iZimbabwe Association of Doctors for Human Rights uDokotela Brian Banje uthe isipho sabo sijonye ukuncedisa izisebenzi zempilakahle ezisengozini enkulu yokuthelelwa leli gciwane.
Idonethi i-personal protective equipment iyancediswa ukuthi ama-health workers basebenze ukupreventa i-COVID.
Umeya wedolobho lakobulawayo umnumzana Solomon Mguni ubonge kakhulu lesi sipho ethi sizanceda ekuthini izisebenzi zempilakahle zingakhathali.
Silabodokotela ababona ngezamalungelo oluntu balethe kakhulu impahla esetshenziswa ngabodokotela omongikazi i-personal protective equipment. Lokulandela uzananzela ukuthi eminyakeni odluleyo amadokotela empilo akayekela ukusebenza sithi bona ngakula mpahla elingeneyo ukuthi bakwanise ukusebenza. Okwamanje lapha eThornbrugh namhlanje babone kufanele ukuthi udokotela bonke bathole leyo mpahla ukuthi basebenzise bazivikele labo nxa bevikela abantu bethu.
Umongameli wenhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe omhlaba eWorld Health Organization uDokotela Alex Kasasira uthi bayenza konke okusemandleni abo besebenzelana lohulumende weZimbabwe ukuncedisa ukumelana neCOVID-19 elizweni lokubona ukuba abantu bayahlatshwa ijekiseni yeCOVID-19 vaccine. UDokotela Kasasira uphinde wathi njalo bayajabula kakhulu ngendlela iZimbabwe esebenza ngayo ekumelaneni lokumemetheka kweCOVID-19 kusukela emulini kusiyafika kwezomtholampilo. EZimbabwe sekulabantu abaphose bafike amachumi amane enkulungwane 38,235 asebahlolwa bafunyanwa beneCOVID-19. Phakathi kwaleli nani kulenkulungwane ezingamachumi edlula amathathu lengxenye 35,594 abagule basila kulomkhuhlane. Isibhedlela seTongkruger Hospital silabantu abahlanu abalaliswe khona ligciwane leli kuthi esibhedlela seIlangeni Center kulabantu abalaliswe khona njalo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiwobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Omela isigaba seHarare West edalele parliamente unkosazana Joanna Mamombe lomunye wakhe webandla leMDC Alliance unkosazana Cecilia Chimbiri asebevalelwe esitokisini okwenyanga ezimbili. Bazaqhubeka bephakathi ngemva kokuba umthethwandaba uthe uzakwethula isinqumo sokuthi baphiwe na ithuba lokuhlawula imali yesibambiso ngolwesibili. Ababili laba betheswa icala lokwephula iziqondiso zokuvimba ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-coronavirus ngokwenza umhlangano lentatheli zindaba. Kuthi kwelunye njalo udaba lwezemthethwandaba ilunga lenhlanganiso yamagqwetha yeZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights umnumzana Webster GD uke wabotshwa lamhlanje emthethwandaba esetheswa icala lokubanga umsindo kodwa ngokuya kwesikhathi wakhululwa. Kusenjalo ibandla le-MRP lithi amalunga alo ayithoba munwe munye abotshwa avalelwa esitokisini okwenyanga eyodwa akhululwa liviki azaqhubeka elwela ilungelo lesigaba seMathebeleland kungakhathalekile lokubotshwa kwabo. Sixoxe lesikhulumeli saleli bandla umnumzana Velile Moyo.
Thina esikujabulelayo kuphela ukuthi abantu bethu akade bephakathi enkantolo bazokwazi ukuthi baphume bayehlangana lemdeni yabo bathole inkululeko yabo. Kodwa kwezepolitiki siyazi ukuthi lokho ke uhulumeni usibeke isikhupha akula lutho luthena lusolvile uhulumeni usazoqhubeka futhi ebabopha abantu ngoba yena uvele usasele score asimele ukuthi asisekle enguhulumeni. So siyakujabulela lokho kodwa sikubona nelinye ilihlo ngoba siyazi ukuthi le revolution ngiyalo yistruggle saqhubeka siyaphambili. Akubuyele emuva ikho singakusho njalo asihlehli basazoboshwa abantu beboshwa kuqhubeka kusiyaphambili ngoba ayikho inkululeko yake yeza kungazange kube nokuhlukumezeka okufana nalokhu. Kodwa ke sithi abethu kade besenkantolo hayi abaqini baye phambili bangaze besabuyele emuva ngoba uhambo luseselude kakhulu.
Sizwa kuthiwa belilomkhankaso wokutshengisela enkundleni zokuxhumana ebulenjini. Ungasitshela ukuthi lomkhankaso ungaba uphathisile na ukuthi kuthathwe isinqumo sokukhulula amalunga ebandla leni?
Umkhankaso wethu ube yimpumelelo ngoba uhambile noma abantu besayesaba abaningi ukuthi bavele egcekeni bakhulume. Kodwa sikwaziyo ukuthi ke abantu bazogcina bekhuluma. Kodwa khonokho okwenziweyo emphakathini abantu basebenzile kubo-Twitter, basebenzile kubo-Facebook basho amazwi baphikisa abaphikisayo. Kodwa sikwaziyo ukuthi ke udaba lufikile kuhulumeni. But njalo ke na ne-interview eyenzakale ebulembini la u-Ezra Chiso Spanda ekhulumisana lo mongameli uMqondisi Moyo. Nakhona kuveza amaqiniso amaningi mhlawumbe uhulumeni ade cabanga ukuthi abantu beke bawazi ngezehlakalo ezenzakalayo. Nakhonokho ukuthi kubonisa ukuthi uhulumeni lo locuku umuntu azehlala esigangeni kubonwe ngumhlaba wonke abantu bakusola kakhulu.
Umnumzana Velile Moyo isikhulumeli sebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party ubekhuluma ecingweni le Studio 7 eseJohannesburg kwele South Africa. ngesikhathi leZimbabwe likhangelelwe kumanyana lamanye amazwe ukunanza usuku lwezisebenzi, abomanyana wenhlanganiso ezimela izisebenzi abeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions ZCTU bathi liqhubeka lisephulwa ilungelo lezisebenzi elizweni. Intatheli izindaba yethu Mavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
AbeZTU bathi isimo esibi sezisebenzi elizweni sesenze abenhlanganiso ebona ngezezisebenzi emhlabeni jikelele eye International Trade Unions Confederation bafake eZimbabwe kumazwe alocuku kakhulu kuzisebenzi, lanxa uhulumende eqhubekela phambili esithi uzimisele ukuzinakekela elandela imithetho yelizwe. Unobhala jikelele weZTU umnumzana Jafet Moyo uchasisa kabanzi ngokuba kweZimbabwe kuluhlu lwamazwe alocuku kuzisebenzi ukwedlula wonke.
Iholo lezisebenzi liphansi kwamanje singathi ngama collective bargaining processes, ehlulekile ke ukukhuphula ke iholo labantu ukuze abantu beholeke iphovati atom line ethe xaxa.
Lesi simo esibi umoyo uthi sesingezelelwe yikuqhamuka kobhubhane lwe-COVID-19 nyakenye kwabangela ukulahlekelwa yimisebenzi kwezisebenzi eziningi, zona ezavele zathathelwa ilungelo lazo eligoqela ukutshengisela zikhonona uhulumende ecatsha ngobhubhane lolu.
Njengoba izisebenzi zehluleka ke ukubuthana ngendaba yokuthi uhulumende uthi kule lockdown, njalo sesibone le mthetho ebekhona nxa sikhangela ama-judgment ebekhona eminyakeni edlulileyo. Sibe le judgment embi okumangalisayo eminyakeni edlulileyo ethi abaqhashi bayakwanisa ke ukuquma i-contract yomuntu kumbe ukumisa umuntu emsebenzini bemnika inotice ye-3 months kuphela engalambadalo.
Kwasekelwa ngumnumzana Victor Dube isakhamuzi saseHarare okhala ngeholo aliholayo, lona athi kalaneli
abafuni ukunika izisebenzi imali ebaphilisayo, kabafuni labo ukuthi njalo ukuthi bebone ukuthi sisebenzi umuntu. Kudala sasikwazi ukuthi sisebenzi zazithi uhulumende ngakhuluma abaqhashi bayigijima sebezama ukuthi izinto zilunge kumuntu osebenzayo. Kuzafika isikhathi sokuthi isebenzi sizabona ukuthi kungcono ngiye emazweni kumbe ngizenzelwa kwami nxa esenelisa ukwenziwa.
Isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-International Labour Organizations uNkosikazi Maria Mthandwa ongathandanga ukuthathwa amazwi utshele iStudio 7 ukuba abenhlanganiso zezisebenzi kuleli labengatsha zikahulumende kuyibo kuphela abangakhuluma ngesimo eselizweni, hathi inhlanganiso ayisebenzelayo. Uhulumende yena uthi uzimisele ukuthuthukisa isimo sezisebenzi elizweni ogoqela ezakhe, ikakhulu ababalisi bona asebelesikhathi bekhala ngeholo elingeneliyo labezempilakahle. Unobhala wohlangothi lwabaqhatsha izisebenzi zikahulumende olwe-Public Service Commission u-Ambassador Jonathan Utaunashe uyakugcizelela lokho.
Definitely government is committed to continuing to improve the reward system.
Vele uhulumende uzimisele ukuqhubeka ethuthukisa indlela izisebenzi zakhe azinakelele ngayo, hashi ngohlangothi lwezemali kuphela, lasekuthini zitholise okungcono.
As well to optimize benefits to civil servants.
Lonyaka njenganyakenye izisebenzi kaziyikubuthana ukunanza lolu suku kulandelwa iziqondiso zokuzilondoloza ukuthelelana i-COVID-19 ezabe kwanguhulumende elandela ezabe inhlanganiso eye World Health Organizations. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingu-Mavis Gama.
Umunisipala wedolobho leGwanda usevalele izakhamizi amanzi ezilesikwelede somthelo osesifika kuzigidi ezingamachumi ayisitshiya ngalombili i-$180 million. U-Albert Ncube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGwanda.
Umunisipala wedolobho leGwanda uthi uthethe lelinyathelo lokuvala amanzi ngoba ezinye izakhamizi sezile minyaka zingabhatali umthelo wamanzi. Iningi lezakhamizi libikwa ligcine ukubhadala umthelo wamanzi nyakenye ngesikhathi lizwe livalwa nge-COVID-19 lockdown. UNkosikazi Julia Tinyathi ohlalela ujini le-Marriage olesikweletu sikamasipala senkulungwane ezingamathumi ezithupha zamadola $60,000 uthuba nesezovalelwa amanzi engazange akathole isixwayiso ngaphambilini.
Lapho nguthusha babuye bavala, asizange sinike i-warning ukuthi khona hhayi siyabuya ngelangela engaka sizovala amanzi. Besingakwazi ukuthi isikweletu sethu sinjani. Ngabo bona baqale basiyenza isimemezelo basele ukuthi sibe kwazi ukuthi sesilesikweletu esingaka. Kube buhlungu kakhulu ngikhangela ukuthi khona mina every month bengihamba ngiyebhadala. Kodwa babengangichazela ukuthi wena lesikweletu esingaka njalo imali oyibhadalayo ayikwani amatharifu. Nxa bekhweza amatharifu abo abasitsheli.
Isikhulumi senhlanganiso yabahlali beGwanda, Mnumzana Morvin Dube, uthi umasipala kumele aqala athonise izikweletu zakhe ezikuhulumende phambilini ngokuthi avalele izakhamizi amanzi.
Isikweletu about 90% of isikweletu esikhona esi-owayo ekumunicipality of Gwanda ikuma-government departments. Okuyikho ebesikukhangelele thina ukuthi i-municipality of Gwanda izayilisanisa lama-government departments ayenelise ukuthi aclear zonke izikweletu lezi ezikhona ukuze bayiclear isikweletu sezinwa. Kodwa bona basuke bagijimela ukuthi bavalele abantu amanzi isihlali abahlali beGwanda, okuyikho kuyinto esibona kuyinto embi eyokweyisa abahlali beGwanda.
Umeya weGwanda Mnumzana Njabulo Siziba uvumile ukuthi ngempela isikweletu esikhulu ngesikahulumende lancengathandanga ukutho ukuthi ngesemalini.
Abantu izikwelede zabo zikhona sibili azimangalisi, kodwa izikwelede eziningi ngezikahulumeni. Last week I think zengafike eHarare, lethu July zama ukuthi sikhulumisane ngendaba naleyo ukuthi kanti madoda izikwelede zama-government departments zakhula saze zaba ngaka. Izinwa kathe sifuna ukusitshayelela, but when we talk of government departments, isibhedlela. Okokuthi wide consultations are required ukuthi uziyovalela isibhedlela. Ze-therapy yiyo ama-government departments avele kuyikuthi alezikweletu ezisabe kahle.
Umasipala weGwanda uthenga amanzi kuhlangothi olulawula umsebenzi wamanzi olwezinwa abesethengisela izakhamizi. Okwamanje umasipala waleli dolobho olesikweletu sezinwa sezigidi ezilikhulu lamathumi aphosa afika amane $139 million. Nake nabezinwa bagcinele behluthunela umasipala weGwanda izimoto befuna leso sikwelete sibhadalwe. Ngimele umsakazo weStudio 7 ngisemajawundeni eGwanda, ngu-Albert Ncube.
Kuhlelo lwe-Life Talk lamhlanje sikhangela ukuqhubeka kohlelo lokuhlatshwa kwabantu ijekiseni ye-COVID-19. Kesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane.
Izipho zakuqala ezomuthi wokulwisana le-COVID-19 zifikile kwele India namuhla zivela kwele Melika ngesikhathi lelo lizwe libhekane lokubhubha kwabantu abaningi kakhulu okubangelwa yilo mkhuhlane. Sokufe abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 200,000 e-India, njalo uhulumende uyehluleka ukuphatha lolu daba. Ele Melika lilethe imitshina yokuncedisa izigulane ngokuphefumula i-oxygen cylinders. Lokunye, uMongameli Joe Biden weMelika uphindele esigodlweni sakhe se-White House izolo ntambama evela edolobheni le-Georgia, lapho akhulume ngokwakuqala ngemali efika ama-trillion amane, $4 trillion, eyokuvuselela izakhiwo zeMelika esezigugile, njalo eyokuqhelisa ezinye inhlelo wogatsha lukahulumende.
Inani labeZimbabwe abasebenza kwele Botswana okusemthethweni liyehlelaya ngaphansi kwenkulungwane ezimbili kungokwakuqala eminyakeni edlula amathumi amabili, lapho eleZimbabwe elabona ukuqala kokubhidlika komnotho welizwe. Intatheli zindaba eStudio 7 umqondisi Dube usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseGaborone kwele Botswana.
Inombolo esikhishukena le iviki lugaja luka hulumende lo 36 Botswana lutshengisa ukuthi inani labezimbabwe incwadi zokusebenza eBotswana selehlile njalo eminyakeni elithumi edlileyo bekulabezimbabwe abafika inkulungwane ezilithumi akade belincwadi zokusebenza kwele Botswana kodwa ugwalo olukhitshwe i-36 Botswana lutshengisa ukuthi inombolo le isingaphansi kwenkulungwane ezimbili i-1901 ekupheleni kwampandula nyakenye lokhu kutshengisa ukwehla kusuka kunani elibelingaphezu kwenkulungwane ezimbili lambili i-2214 ngonhlangula nyakenye eminyakeni elithumi edluleyo abezimbabwe kade besedlula inkulungwane ezingamathumi akade belamaphepha okusebenza kwele Botswana ukuqhamuka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kucatshangelwa ukuthi kube lesandla ekwehleni kwenani labantu abalamaphepha okusebenza eBotswana umphathintambo obona zokungena lokuhlala kubantu eBotswana unkosikazi Anna Mukhethi uthi ofisi yakhe ilokhu iqhubeka isamukela isicelo samaphepha okusebenza kwele Botswana kodwa uthi usizo abalupha abantu lwehlile ngenxa yokuqhamuka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19
has also been seriously affected by these infections.
Ugatsha lwami luphazamiswe umkhuhlane lo osokwenze ukuthi siphuze ukuphathisa uzulu sizasebenza gadalala ukubona ukuthi inhlelo zethu ezifana lokuphathisa abantu ngencwadi zokusebenzisa lokuhlala elizweni zizaqhubeka ziphuma ngesikhathi
will continue to be provided in accordance with set timelines.
Omunye owezimbabwe eHabron umzana Andreas Banda uthi COVID-19 isithundubeze amathuba abantu okuza ukuthi bathole imisebenzi uthi ngaphambi kokuqhamuka komkhuhlane we-COVID-19 elebhotswana belivele liphakathi kwehlelo lokunikeza amathuba emsebenzi ezandleni zezizalwaniza kulelo lizwe
ukwehla kwenani labantu abangabe benencwadi zokusebenza kuleli imbangela yakho ingaba yiyo umkhuhlane esilawo kulezi nsuku i-COVID-19 njalo esinye isizathu zananzelela ukuthi abalapha labo sebefuna ababo abantwana babe yibo abazikhethewe emsebenzini ethile kungakho ke ngaleso isizathu sibona inani labantu abadinga izincwadi zokuhlala lokusebenza kuleli zisiba phansi
umnumzana Mthabisi Dube uthi sekunzima ukuthola umsebenzi ngaphandle kwelizwe kungayisikho eBotswana kuphela inombolo esikhitshwe inhlanganiso International Organization for Migration IOM zitshengisa ukuthi kulabezimbabwe abedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amabili 200,000 akade besebenza phandle kwelizwe abaphindeleyo ekhaya ngenxa yokuphela kwemsebenzi ngesikhathi se-COVID-19 uDube uthi lesi simo esingaqhubeka kwesikhathi eside esizayo
sekungaba yiyo i-new normal le ngaphansi kwe-COVID-19 ama-job opportunities aya encipha emazweni atshiyeneyo okuzadala ukuthi abanye baphindele ekhaya yikho sibona kulabantu abalutshwana abaphiwa incwadi zokusebenza kwele Botswana
noma nje inani labezimbabwe abathola incwadi zokusebenza eBotswana selehlile ugwalo lwe-36 Botswana lutshengisa ukuthi abezimbabwe lokhe kuyibo abaningi abokuza abasebenza kuleli lizwe baphose babe yingxenye ekhulwini 45.9% belandelwa beSouth Africa bona baphose babe amakhulu ayisithupha i-593 okutshengisa okungaphezu nje lethumi lane ekhulwini i-14.3% labo kuza abangaphezu kwenkulungwane ezine 4140 abasebenza kwele Botswana kutshengisa kwehla kwenani leli ngokulithumi ekhulwini 10% uma uqathaniswa lenombolo zikanhlangula nyakenye ngumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana
kuleviki uhlelo Woza Friday selethulela iqembu elizibiza ngokuthi umndeni kaKristu lona elicula ingoma zomdumo wokholo lwesiKristu abakhonza kubandla leZion Church okuningi asikuzweni kuEzra Chisa Zibanda
umndeni kaKristu liqembu elidume kakhulu kumandla leZion Church namhla xoxa labo libelwe ngundodana Manda onguye umhlabelisi waleli qembu
Oh,
Ngishada lapho endaweni yaseDolali eNkayi. Kolo ngifunde eDolali, iprimary yami yonke ngayifunda lapho eDolali, nangase ngiya futhi esecondary eKhomayanga. Kwezomculo ngiqale ukungena kuyo ngo-2018, ngisacula kwenye ikhwaya umuzi wokuphila, ngase ngisiya kuumndeni kaKristu lapho ngikhona ngavula khona umndeni kaKristu nabanye abafowethu.
Ikambuleni lamalunga ngamachuma amabili lambili 22 lona labunjwa njani
umculo wekhwaya ubekuyinto bese uthanda kakhulu ngathi njengami ngoba ngiyumuntu ozalelwe esontweni bekukhona ama group akade kumayidlala ngiyithanda leyo nto futhi ngumuntu lona onesiphiwo sokucula noma ngifike endaweni abantu besho ukuthi kungani ungaculi ingakho ngasengibona kufanele ukuthi sibe nayo i-group sibe nako sihlanganise ngabantu ngasengihlanganisa kabantu sahlangana umculo wethu ebantwini ufika kahle kakhulu ngoba nanko abantu bayawuthakazelela ey'ndaweni eziningi la ufika khona
Akulula ukuhlanganisa abantu kwezomculo besebenza kungena kudlephana kodwa leli qembu lisebenza kuhle lisiya phambili selinamadlalade ambalo
abantu kungabantu abesifazana njalo sahlala phansi sabona kufanele ukuthi njengoba sisenza into yesonto sifanana nabantu abenza ifamily into yemndeni ama-album esinawo awu-4 i-album yethu yokuqala ithi yona sophumelela esibili ithi amalanga wonke esithathu ithi njengendluzela yomela amanzi esifo yokugcina ethi umhawu wamudimu okuyiyona esiyikhiphe ngonyaka odlule
isikhathi sekudlongumangoye bakwethu kulelizwi bani kubalaleli njalo umculo womndeni kaKristu utholakala ngayo
abantu mabahlale besethembeni likaNkulunkulu noma isimo sinzima kangakanani kodwa bengamdeli uNkulunkulu ingoma zethu ziyatholakala kuma-YouTube kuwo-Facebook sinawo amapheji esitholakala kuwo ngaseyitolo umculo wethu ungakatholakali ungakwazi ukuthi uxhumane nathi laphana uxhumane nokhuphi laphana ku-073 114 4181 ngiyabonga
silibasana ngengoma zokholo silomndeni kaKristu uhlelo hoza hoza Friday
Simon Petro
ibe lempela sonto ebusisekileyo igama lami ngu-Ezra Jesus Bar
singakehlukani ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba.
isibhedlela sekansili yakobulawa eseThorngrove sithole isipho sempahla yokuzivikela kugciwane le-coronavirus. Ibandla le-MRP lithi amalunga alo akhululwe liviki ngemva kokuvalelwa okwenyanga yonke azaqhubeka elwela ilungelo lesigaba seMathepeleland. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguChris Gande ngesithi asidibaneni njalo kusasa sikhathi sinye. Abangenelisanga ukuzwa indaba zethu lilakho ukuzilalela ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku-Studio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.